Boston Church for a while. Now, I was raised a Baptist all three times I went. Amen. But I was dedicated Baptist. I was there every Christmas and Easter and Mother's Day. And, you know, and the special occasions. But when I walked in that old-fashioned Pentecostal Assembly of God church, something changed. There was an anointing. There was an anointing when the preacher would walk, he would see you walk in, and he could see the pain that you're going through. He could witness what's happening in your life. And he just it's like, who told him? Who told the man? God told him. The Holy Spirit told him. I've been in. Anybody ever heard this term? Boy, that was anointed. Some of y'all newcomers to the Assembly of God Pentecostal Church may not know what that means. But when you got a band that can't read a lick of music, but they're throwing down, that's anointed. You got a singer that can sing and, I mean, just blow the roof off the house. That ain't me. But can blow the roof off the house. That's anointed. We've heard about it. We've used the term. Boy, that was anointed. That preacher was anointed this morning. That singer was anointed this morning. Boy, Kevin, when you were singing that family Bible on the table, that was anointed. You might not have felt like it. You might have felt scared, but that was anointing. Anointed. That piano player, boy, that piano player was anointed. Amen. That guitar player was anointed. He was noisy. He's anointed. He hadn't played our music for very long. But he's anointed. God's anointed him. Amen. That organ's anointed. Y'all hear what I said? Wow. Them drums was anointed. They didn't drive us out of the house. They anointed. You got my scripture up? He's trying. Let me get over here to good old faithful. Y'all bear with me. I don't have my license to drive this thing yet. 1 John. Everybody turn to 1 John. Here we go. Now, would you do me a favor? Would it be too much trouble if you put the New King James Version up there? I'm going to read the King James right here, but I want don't put it up just yet. Let's read this one, and then we'll put up the New King James. Watch this. 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 20. If you're there, say amen. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Ye have an unction from the Holy One, but you know all things. Can you put the New King James up? Oh, you can't get that. Okay. All right, so let's not worry about it. How many know what unction means? Anointing. Anointed. To anoint. To be anointed. Listen, church, I've gone to church before. Just because it was my duty. But now I go to church because I want to. I want to go. Sister Judy, when we traveled the road and we went church to church to church to church, sometimes we didn't want to go. But there's something about the anointing. Listen, I have gone through this church this church, and I've got anointing oil, and I have put it on my hands. I've touched every chair in this church. I've touched the cymbals. I've touched the drums. I've touched the guitars. I've touched the piano, Brother Mike. It's probably why he plays so good, because we anoint that thing. Amen. Hallelujah to God. But I have anointed that piano. I've even, when Denton had his steel set up here, I'd walk by there. Probably why it had rust on the strings, because I was anointing it. We need to get the New King James. Can you read it out loud for me? You have an anointing from the Holy One. Boy, I might get used to this chair, y'all. I might put it up on high speed. Y'all start running the aisles, I might just start running with you. The whole purpose of us going to church, Sister Frances, is to feel God's anointing, to get more from God, to learn more from God, to be able to have that anointing that when we walk into a room, that when we walk into a place that people are misunderstood about something, they know that the anointed one is coming in. We've been anointed. I've had my head laid. I've been anointed. How many of y'all ever been anointed with that good oil? That good smelling oil. You go home, you smelling it all day. Amen. Now, I can remember Brother Chapel, my pastor at Cadane Corner Assembly of God Church. He had a big old bottle. It was about yay big. Down in the bottom of the pulpit of olive oil. And he'd get that olive oil out and he'd pour it in his hand. And if you walked out of there, you wasn't dry anymore. I promise you, he's laying hands on you and he's believing that God is going to anoint you. And then you go to some churches like ours. Hang on, let me get over here. Can y'all see this? Let me turn around and get closer. Can y'all see this right here? That's what we've reverted to. And this one, I was looking for some of that, Sister Frances, that scented. I just remembered I got two microphones going. I feel like Jimmy Swaggart now. I wasn't so fat. Is it on now? Is it on yet? Here we go. Is it all right if I put this down? I've been anointed with that oil that stays with you. Amen. Brother Denton come one time, give me a bottle of it, put it in my pocket. And I'd go anoint people with it. Man, it smelled like peppermint or something. But man, you could tell it was there. They'd been anointed. We used to lay hands on everything. Come on. We used to lay hands on people that were sick. Amen. Y'all laid hands on me last week. The Word says in James chapter 5, any among you sick, call the elders of the church, lay hands on them and anoint them. You see, we forgot all these things that we grew up with. We grew up with, you know what, a Brother Chapel coming over there, his hand. He could fry chicken on the oil. He gets off his hands and put it in the skillet. The anointing was revered. We wanted the anointing then. We wanted to be anointed. We wanted the anointing to flow through us. Hallelujah. We wanted to be anointed. Anointing. What's that old song For Him used to sing? We need to get back to the basics. And the basics are prayer, laying hands on the sick, and anointing. Glory to God. I anoint my children. How many of y'all anoint your children? Amen? Some people says, well, you don't need anointing. Yeah. I need to be anointed to go to Walmart. Amen. Y'all need to be anointed when I'm driving right now. Somebody says, you driving? Yeah, it's better than my brother. We need to be anointed. The last time some of y'all seen me, Roger, I was helicoptering. Y'all think that's funny. It hurt. And seemed that I had like all the ladies that were in the stand were like, get him off the field. Get him in the dugout. Who cares about the game? You know, the problem with that, I don't think I was anointed that night. Amen? But the anointed, we need to be anointed. As a matter of fact, in the Old Testament, turn that scripture on for me. Isaiah 27, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken from off thy shoulder. Listen to this. And his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. In our day, if we want to ride a horse, we put a bridle on them, and they got a bit in their mouth, and they turn left or right or back up or whatever because there's a bit in that horse's mouth, and the rider can move him wherever he wants to. Well, in these days, the yoke would go around the oxen's neck, and the oxen would be able to, and they could steer the oxen just like they do, that we do the horse. But sometimes, if we're not anointed, we can be steered around by every which way the wind blows. But if we take that anointing and become anointed and get anointed, everybody say anointed. If we become anointed, if we become anointed, then that yoke can be removed. And we'll be able, but to become anointed, the thing you got to understand is that we have to say yes to God. You hear me? We got to say yes to God. Brother Phillips thought he was going to retire until he came. Amen. I mean, he does a men's fellowship and cooks good breakfast. Men, it was, what was my old father-in-law used to say? Man, that was larping. Some of y'all young folk don't know what I'm talking about. It was good. Larping good. But we got to say yes. I want to be anointed. I want God to say, that boy's anointed. You know why you need to be anointed? Anybody have an idea? We need to be anointed so that we can work for God and that God be glorified. Because if we're not, you know, if we're not doing what God called us to do, if we're not doing what God said we need to do, then God's not getting the glory. God's not being glorified. I don't want to be glorified. Amen. How many wants to see God glorified? We want to see all those, you know, all these cars in the parking lot. We'd like to see all those that are over there spending $20 a head to be here. They're going to get a whole lot more here than they're going to get there. Can somebody say amen? I want to be anointed. Why do you need oil? The Bible says so. But I want to learn you something this morning, teach you something this morning. How many of you know that oil is full of fat? Full of fat. Oil is full of fat. Now, my wife tries using that avocado oil. She thinks she's doing good, and I know she's watching, but man, they ain't nothing like Crisco. And since it's all got fat anyway, right? Yeah. It's a different kind of fat. It's a fat that, you know, Crisco goes to here. I guess the avocado oil goes to your, I don't know where it goes, but it, as far as I'm concerned, it could go out the window. Hallelujah. But God don't want no skinny church. I'm fixing to offend somebody here this morning. Just give me a, Brother Phillips, give me a, just give me a biscuit. Don't give me no keto biscuit. I mean, I love some biscuits and gravy. Hallelujah. We had breakfast yesterday morning and somebody made my plate and they put biscuit, they put gravy and potatoes on it. And you know, I'm on the keto stuff. They say, well, I'll take it out. No, it's all right. It's all right. I'll go ahead and eat it. Because I knew that gravy had some oil in it, amen. I knew that gravy had some fat in it. And the oxen, so when you begin to start breaking the yoke, the oxen's neck starts getting smaller. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. We need a church that ain't afraid to step out and do something for the kingdom. Amen. We need to get out there and do something. We bought a bus out there. You know who's driven it? Me? Uh-uh. Tiffany drove it. She moved it from here to there. We got signs supposed to be made. I guess we might have to hire somebody else to make them. Amen. I don't know if it takes a long time to make them, but he's taking a picture of me now. He says, get the signs made. But you know what? I sat back. What time is it? 10? I got 11 minutes. I need somebody to step up and get off your hands and begin a bus route. Come on. My grandma, Georgie, she bussed in thousands of kids to church. She never drove it one time. Am I right, Chuck? Yep. She never drove it one time. My grandma. You'd get on that bus. Get back there and sit down. I'm going to share this real fast. About 10 years ago. No, it's been about 12 years ago she passed away, but 10 years ago, a lady called me from a storage facility that knew me. She says, Gary Don, can you come by the storage facility? I thought, sure. I walked in the office and she says, come on in here. Have I got something for you? I was thinking, she's fixing to give me some money. She done found something worth something and going to share it with me. Amen. She gave me something more valuable to me than money. She opened up this Bible. And in the front page of this Bible, it said, this Bible was given to so-and-so by Georgie Sweatman. Over 40 years ago. You know how proud that made me? Was she perfect? She was anointed. She was anointed to run that bus. There's thousands upon thousands of kids that had ridden that bus with her. We need somebody to run the bus. I've come to the conclusion I can't do everything. Come on. Somebody needs to be anointed. Somebody needs that to be their calling. And if it ain't you, God's sending somebody. God's sending somebody. Amen. Anointing. Don't try it without being anointed. Don't try to do anything for the kingdom without the anointing. Because without the anointing, it's just hot air. It's just us. The anointing needs to flow in this church. I want to see this church anointed. Like I said, I've gone through here. I've laid my hands on every chair, every piece of sound equipment, every instrument up here. And I believe God's holding it together because of that anointed prayer. I've gone through here and I've prayed for every seat in these buildings. I've laid my hands on the cook stove. I've laid my hands on those cabinets that we just got. Thank y'all. Thank you. Without the anointing, this is all we're ever going to be. Is that safe to say? But if we get anointed, I remember going to that same church. If it was 12 o'clock, didn't mean nothing, Brother Chapel. Amen. It didn't mean a thing. Did it mean anything to your grandparents, Dee Dee? No, it didn't. Clock didn't mean nothing. In conclusion, times three. I like all the modern stuff. I like air conditioning. Brother Crab preached about how he loves air conditioning. He likes new stuff. But there's something to be said about the way we used to do things. My Bible tells me that they was anointed. They were anointed. I don't have to be seen. I don't need to be heard. I need to hear. I need to hear. So people come to church and they'll be here a little while and then they're gone. They didn't hear nothing. Does that make sense? Y'all heard that. In conclusion, now Judy's daddy would preach 15 minutes and done. Said more 15 minutes than most of us say in an hour and a half. Fixing to make somebody mad. I hope I don't. But you know why your kids are in the shape they are? I ain't looking at nobody. No, there's nobody here. But you know why your kids have took a wrong road? Took the dirt road?
Because we ain't. We're not measuring up to what our forefathers were. Is that okay? We're not measuring up there. Like I said, I don't want to make anybody mad. But as I sat there this past 3 weeks, I think about if we would get anointed, how much more could we do? Amen. How much more could you do, Sister Ellen? I mean, I know you pray about everything. Everybody's too busy wanting a title these days. Uh-oh. Instead of serving, they want a title. I never will forget when I first got my license with the Assemblies of God in the 80s. They sent me a letter and it says, Reverend Gary Sweatman. Kind of made me wonder, I'm no more reverend than you are, or they are, or anybody. But I'm anointed. And I've asked God to anoint me. And I've asked God to anoint you. And I've asked God to anoint each one of us as we endure and we do the things. Where's Sister Bradford in the Sunday school class? You wonder, where is everybody? You know, what is going on with people? What's going on? And I don't have the answer. We wonder, well, why don't people come to church on Sunday nights anymore? I don't know. I guess they got enough when they were a kid. I don't know. I don't get it. Sunday night's my favorite church service. Amen. But I think that what we need to see is more anointing. What is that old song we used to say? Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Some of us don't want to be anointed. I ain't looking at nobody. But some of us feel like we've done our part. Let me keep these blinders looking right straight there. Some of us think that we're through. We're not through. I had a young lady text me Thursday or Friday. She said, Pastor Gary, that's what they call me. She said, Pastor Gary, I'm sorry that I have not been at church as much as I need to. She told me beginning this Sunday, I'm going to change. I'm going to change. I'm going to change. I'm going to do my best to do what God's called me to do. Some of us don't come to church because we don't want to do what God called us to do. In conclusion, number two, there's stuff to do. Amen? There is stuff that needs to be done. The kids are just, y'all ought to be here on Wednesday night. Glory to God. They start singing songs. They don't know what they're doing. But they're doing a good job. Come on. They're up here singing. They're playing music. No, they don't do it like us. Amen. Y'all have been watching. Y'all have been seeing. They don't do it like us. It's different, but you know what? They're doing it. Where's Ryland? Ryland's in Children's. Ryland started singing this song. What was that fast song? I'll Fly Away or something? Victory in Jesus. Boy, they started singing Victory in Jesus. They had four different rhythms going on. But it was getting done. Amen. Carson's standing up there. Just stop. No, they don't know how to play like it. But you know what? They're anointed. Amen. I mean, you should have seen it. Carson turned around and looked at the drum. Just stop. She praised the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Just stop. Let's get this thing back in rhythm. You know, just like Brother Leonard's heart, he needs to get shocked sometimes. But just stop. If it ain't in rhythm, let's start over. You didn't think I was going to get a message out of that, did you? Let's stop, regroup, and start over. And they were in rhythm. Hallelujah. Did they do a good job? They did a good job. Wow. Church, we need to stop. It don't matter what our past was. And let's devote our time back to God and regroup. I'm Gary Sweatman, and I approve this message. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Are y'all sick and tired of hearing them commercials? They approve all these messages that nobody else does. But at least all of us can approve this one this morning. We need to stop and get back on the track. Yeah.
These are unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. I got a week of water work this week.
Get those bifocals.
It says, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and evil spirits went out of them. That's how strong.
Amen. Amen. Is that me making all that? Might be my microphone. It's the mic. Cheap $600 microphones. Amen. 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 That's good stuff, amen. Angela does a song. When I walked through the door, I felt His presence. And I knew this was the place love abounds. Anointing. Fall on me. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. Lord, we thank You for Your anointing. Lord, I pray that You would use this message. Lord, that You would touch hearts and touch lives with this message this morning. Holy Spirit, I pray a special anointing fall on this place. Touch each and every heart this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. This morning, if